Okay, we are recording. We're recording. So, hi.
We did it.
Hello. Welcome to the first edition of extremely experimental, potentially very short-lived Dominions podcast. Welcome to the Ruby Discourse. I'm your host, Turtle, and also
I'm your other host, Rank.
Oh, is that how we're pronouncing it?
I think so.
Okay, I know.
In many ways.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, that's going to take me to Ramp. Okay. Can I call you Ramsey? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. People do both.
Wonderful. Okay. So, Dominions, what is it?
It's a 4X game.
I don't even know that. What's a 4X game?
It means like something like you expand, explore. I don't know what the other two X's are, honestly, but people call it that.
Okay.
It's a game where you try and figure out if like Jesus or Thor would win in a bar fight, in essence. Mm. You make a lot of little pixel man armies, and it's pretty complicated as games go. Like, there's a lot of stuff there, right?
Yeah, it's a pastiche of like various nations and cultures, some of which are very tastefully handled.
Oh, yeah.
Others of which are not.
No, it's a sliding scale. But the focus is, of course, everyone is playing a nation ruled by a pretender god that's trying to achieve divinity by claiming all the thrones of ascension.
Generally. Yeah, I think sometimes we should talk about the very weird theological structure of Dominions.
Yeah, it's...
Which is actually kind of bizarre, yeah.
It's really best not to think too hard about it, I guess.
Maybe we'll think hard about things, who knows?
Well, yeah. All right, we can do that.
All right, and so who are we?
I'm Ramp or Ramsey. I've been playing Dominions since 2015, 2016 probably. Hmm. I got it, I won some sort of stupid meme contest and something awful. I got the game, and then I just started winning a whole bunch of times. Just wrecking people, it was great.
Brutal.
And you?
Oh, I guess you can call me Turtle. They call me Turtle. I am a Dominions player. I've been a Dominions player for a while. You started before me. By the time mm-hmm. I came in, you were established. However, right. It has been a period of years. I don't really remember exactly when. It was Dominions 4 that I hopped on the train.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're definitely more of a, you know, everybody knows Ramsey or Ramk or however you pronounce it. Come on, Ramsey is, you know what, I'm not going to dispute with you. you're a very well-known player. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I got a rep for winning games, and you're a pain in the ass to fight, I think.
Yeah. You're a brutal pyrotechnical player. You have been since before I was in the community. I believe I have a different style. I for example only play one game at a time. Because I find Dominions with as many moving parts very complex and difficult for my small brain. But despite my
limitations.
Yeah, I tend to do all right in Dominions. Mm-hmm. I will, for the first time, publicly admit that I've kept some sort of track, and I have like a 50% career win rate, I think.
Mm-hmm. Some people say that you've never won a game.
And you know what? They're also right.
Yes.
There's a lot of ways to think about it.
Playing a game deliberatively is, I find, gets me the best results.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I used to play like that dungeon crawl stone soup game, and I would play insanely slow, but I did very well.
So you know, Dominions is I forget which one of us coined this, but you know, it's chess by mail.
Yeah.
Right. You know, the thing about Dominions that distinguishes it from other games is that games routinely last for months.
Yeah.
I don't know if they go for years. Maybe they used to. I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised in like the old times. We generally play in the JBBM balance mod, which makes games tend to end faster. Also, Dominions 5 has Cataclysm, which tends to force games to end faster. And I didn't play in Dominions 3, but I understand they didn't have Thrones of Ascension, or is that Dominions 2?
I think Dominion's 4, which is, I believe, subtitled The Thrones of Ascension. I suspect it introduced the mechanic.
Oh, yeah. So I think, yeah, Dominion's 3, I understand you have to grind that out, and that just sounds absolutely miserable, like Game Blood stuff.
Yeah. So because of this, you know, because of this sort of unique video game structure, I don't know of many other video games that, like, you know, you play for months and months and months and months versus, like, many other players, you know. But, for this reason, Dominion, it is a very unique experience.
I like the social aspect of the game a lot. I don't diplomance as aggressively as I used to.
Maybe we should define our terms.
Diplomacy is the process of doing diplomacy, basically. Chatting to people online. You know, wheeling, dealing, talking about backstabs and stuff, or trading. I don't actually do a lot of trading in general anymore, but I understand you do it quite a lot.
Yes, I do. I do a lot of trading. I think diplomacy is a joke because, you know, Dominion's has schools of magic, and the joke is sort of that diplomacy is the strongest school of magic. Yeah, absolutely. And this, trading is great. You know, you can message somebody, hey, can I have, like, some gems I need to do with something? And they'll send you 300 earth gems. You know what I mean? Like, you can do that.
I could. My favorite trading story I want to say that I heard about is, now, there's a player, Nuclear Monkey, who is probably the best player in the Ruby Discord, our little neck of the woods.
Oh, we should probably talk about the Ruby, like, mention what that is briefly, right?
The Ruby Discord is the Discord, obviously, that we use to talk about Dominions. It's, I guess, somewhat something awful adjacent.
It definitely descended from the something awful community.
Yeah, SA is pretty vestigial to it now. Like, sometimes people post LPs in it, but it's own thing now.
It's become distinct. Yeah.
It's also known as the official Discord, I want to say. At least self-proclaimed. That may not be the case.
Yeah, there are actual, Dominions is weird because it's so huge and so complicated, and because everything takes so long to resolve, you get weird meta in, like, different communities have very different ideas how to play the game.
Like, Ruby's, I feel, is pretty aggressive. Very, I guess, goal-oriented compared to some of these other ones. But I don't really go on the other ones so much. They only kind of have, I guess, the stories that trickle through.
I used to. So before I was on, before I was part of what became the Ruby Discord community, and originally was just an IRC chat. Well, one day we'll return. But, I used to be on the Desura forums, which were at the time the de facto, it was the place where the, Dominions is created by a couple of Swedes, I guess, in their garage.
That's my understanding of how it works. And
yes. Yeah. They bang some wrenches together.
They remember some of the things about it, I think.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, one of the joys of Dominions is the fact that nobody knows really all of the mechanics, including the designers. They did
a lot of entrail reading.
Yeah, they did things like 10 years ago, and they're like, I don't remember how that works. So that's very frustrating for some members of our of the Dominions community who are more mathematical in their thinking.
Yeah. So the Desura forums.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Well, at one point in the Desura forums, I remember an envoy came from a Spanish-speaking Dominions community, and they were pleading with the developers to please nerf an item called Lifelong Protection. Right? Lifelong Protection is an item you can create you put on your commanders. It creates an endless stream of imps. Imps are small devil creatures. You know. Anyways, apparently the meta in their community was such that they would just, everyone would, like, rush Lifelong Protection construction research, slap a gazillion Lifelong Protections onto every one of their, like, commanders and mages and everything, and just gush imps at each other.
I really love that. That's some gonzo stuff right there.
Yes, Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. And now I'm like, I wonder if that would be fun, like, or if that would be cool.
That's the beauty of the game. I played in a game against, and I want to say, a player by the name of How Are You?
Yeah.
Who did this with golems. They just fly them around, just tons and tons of them, tons of imps. It sucked, and I lost.
Really? Interesting. Wow.
It was a Mo Money game, and I was, like, subbing for someone late, so I didn't even know what was going on half the time.
Mo Money. I don't really like the Mo Money stuff for the same reason. No. I don't really like mods.
The Turtle is very much a base game player. Like, so, not, of course, vanilla, but, you know, the baseline vanilla for Ruby, which is usually with certain balance mods.
You know, honestly, thinking about it, I kind of like vanilla. I know that's, like, a weird thing to say.
I don't mind them. Like, yeah. I kind of miss Vampire Lords, I have to say. Yeah. I think that's only because I feel like I was pretty good at weaponizing them. Oh, I also kind of miss having affordable... only 2 CP commander point mage assassins. Looking at you, dryads.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
there's a lot of specific nerfs in JDBM that I feel targeted by.
Yeah. Well, you know, you probably should. You know, you're a driver of the meta, whereas I am very carefully not, fortunately. Yeah.
But to wheel this back around, the best player probably. I know. No,
yes. I'm sorry. Not
active, is Nuclear Monkey. I would say I learned everything from him.
I learned everything from him, and then from you, and you learned from him, and from Samog.
Yep. Let me make a few tricks of our own. But a dude would play like nations that have like make come on with the death dude, ask everyone, trade me death gems, and everyone like knows he's gonna cast like
Burden
of Time, like extremely early, like second year, and he does it. But people keep trading him things. They just keep giving him the stuff. And I'm just, what the heck?
They do. Well, you know, people forget. I was talking about like the weird, because Dominions take so long, it's very hard to hold on to like some sort of organizational I guess the term I want is like institutional memory.
Mm-hmm.
Like players cycle out. You know, yeah. What I mean? Like, you know, it's something that's very weird to me is that, like, at this point, like, I'm maybe, like, one of the people who've been hanging around longer. That's weird because I'm very used to being the underdog. I'm not, like, mm-hmm. super comfortable. You know what I mean? Like, being, you know, I'm not super comfortable being, like, the position that you
being are seen.
Up. What did you say?
Being seen?
Yeah, I don't like being seen. I very much prefer to win when nobody's really paying attention to me.
That's usually not super difficult to do in late game Dominions if you're in an open position because people don't really communicate normally.
I mean that's true. You know, but so I've been thinking about
good players communicate. I know you communicate a lot.
I do. I communicate an enormous amount. I only play one game at a time, and I am constantly communicating, which is a very successful strategy.
It's working about half the time. That's a good win rate for Dominions.
That's true. You know, given that a game of Dominions has like the average one has like 12 or 16 players. I forget how many. Like a lot of players.
You know. 12 normally.
But then again, you know, any time you enter, you have a 50% win rate because you either win or lose.
True. Is that how statistics work?
It's not true. I'm joking.
I don't believe you.
That's a fake. That's a fake mathematical statement I've invented to
my discerning mind is why I do so well. You see,
it's all right. It's late.
Take apart these deceptions.
But Ramp. Is that? Yeah. God, it's so ugly. I'll be calling you Ramsey. You know Ramsey.
Yeah. Yes. Tortelli.
Yeah. Oh, no, well, so I've been thinking about like, you know, what this podcast might be.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been thinking about, you know, all sorts, some sorts of stuff, you know, and I get back to this question of like institutional knowledge,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, something that keeps happening is like, we have to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
Right. Like every time there's like a new crop of newbies, and people cycle out, you know, and there's nobody there to like really educate them. You know what I mean? You get people who are like, yeah, I've been playing for 2 months and like I've decided that like the thing to do is, I don't know, build great swords of sharpness or whatever the Opkallu meta is, you know, just like just the dumbest stuff.
Oh man, I really appreciate how everyone reacted to the Bronze Colossus in Opkallu.
Well, tell me about that. I don't know anything about that.
So now, do you know about the Bronze Colossus at all? It's basically like you summon.
Yeah, okay, I have virtuously never chosen to use it because I understand it's insanely overpowered, just like this gigantic murder machine that yeah. It's like the colossal Josh. I know Josh is spelled J-S-O-H, but I'm gonna pronounce it Josh.
We're gonna pronounce it Josh. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Josh. But anyways, you know, Josh, I know, love to use the Machaca only colossal fetish, and just like wreck shit. Well, you know, a giant murder statue made
tramples over. It's really hard to deal with.
And then Illwinter, you know, the developers were like, man, what if that was made of metal? Like 1,000 times worse.
It has like a bunch of resistances. It has some nasty paths. Like it's mindless. So like a bunch
they gave,
of.
And they gave it to everyone. Everyone has it.
it's in the Greek zone, I want to say. And I think there's maybe also like an Arabic zone one. It's some wild shit. There's Wooden Colossus, which I think is not as good.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's
like,
fine.
People are telling us, I guess from other places, like, no, it's fine. Some guy made a video, I don't know if you saw this, where he like created a scenario where it could die.
Oh, but yeah, I saw. I don't even want to talk about that.
It's yeah.
But I remember, I hear what you're saying. But, you know, because of, you know, like, but for example, you know, we met in the wheel, there was a situation, it was a few months ago or something. You remember the Pelagia game. Some newbies and newbie adjacent people did like an all water game, which is something that perennially happens.
Yeah.
People want to play Water Nations. You know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of the veterans, I'm not one of them, but a lot of the veterans like hate underwater as a concept and blah, blah, blah.
It's in the vanilla. Playing underwater is just kind of a miserable experience. Everything's slow. JBBM balance mod fixes some of the speed issues, but there's still that inherent imbalance of playing underwater because, you know, people can't really come in and play with you.
Yeah. If you're not an amphibious nation, it's hard to get under. Whatever. I like underwater stuff. I think it's fun. I think it's wonky, you know. But then again, I think the thing about me is I accept Dominions for what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like wish it was something else, you know. Like I love that it's like weird and wonky and like yeah. doesn't make sense and unbalanced, you know. I love to play.
And like half of them are useless. It's great. What is that? They're absolutely not.
You do that again.
No, I love that they're like a million spells and half of them are useless, except like in some one niche category when suddenly it's like, well, it's time for, I don't know, Stream of Life.
That shit is great. I fucking love that. You know, I love that shit. I eat that shit up, you know, that like, yeah. I won a game with Growing Fury. You know, I won a
I got an entire army of mine wiped out by an Oscar Command casting Growing Fury into an Earth Snake, and they just all punch each other until everyone died.
Well, guess what? Good. Fuck you, dude.
I want it.
What this could be and stuff. You know, there was a player. He was a he came around the Discord the other day. Someone pinged him or something. The Demon. He's a famous player from the old days.
Yeah, Dominions 3 LPs and stuff.
Oh yeah, and I, you know, definitely of your caliber, and that like, you know, he's a great player, very a virtuoso, large personality, very very accomplished technically and smart, you know. And anyway, someone was like, "Hey, you want to play again?" And he was like, he said something very specific. I might butcher it, but he said something like, "I've accepted that there are things in my life that have happened that I've enjoyed, but that I never want to do again." And playing Dominions is one of those things.
Yeah. I haven't quite hit that point yet, but I can definitely understand the sentiment of, you know, be happy that it happened. Don't be sad that it's over.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it, you know, but, you know, I mean, you know, you started modding.
I did. You know? I got the bug. That's an advanced stage.
Yeah, you know, you're doing stuff. Oh, shit, we got to be back. One sec.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're back.
All right.
Okay.
We're really good at this, guys.
Yeah, we're genius. We're very technically gifted.
What you were saying.
Yes. So, you know, institutional knowledge. Basically, like, so you're modding, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I am running out of players that I want to be. You know, Jay Brereton, you know, who runs Jay Brereton Balance Mod, you know, was talking about, like, you know, you know, Jay Brereton said something like, you know, I haven't enjoyed Dominions for like a year. I don't really, you know, and he talked about some of the ways that it's a frustrating experience for him playing Dominions.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, you know, and, you know, I loved being an underdog and like punching up and like trying to outthink you and outthink Nuclear Monkey. You know, that was like such a thrilling, difficult challenge for me. You know, but you know, but like, so they did a water game, you know, Pelagia, and nobody took middle age Pelagia, which, as everyone knows, if you're like,
tuned
into the old meta,
if you're like, you know, like a brain disease, and you're like really into this game, you know, it's
yeah, if you've been around a while, you know that middle age Pelagia is invincible underwater.
It's just you never get to flex that muscle because there's maybe one or two other underwater guys.
Yes. So middle age Pelagia, and you know, I want Ramsey to talk about his what he did. You know, but you know, middle age Pelagia is, you know, it has a unit called, what is it, Knight of the Deep?
That sounds like that, Knight of the Deeps. It's like a, they have it's an underwater cavalry unit. It can't go on land, but it's a little spendy. It's sacred, but underwater, just pound for pound, it's just an absolutely brutal unit. And if you put a good bless on it, it will just shred things.
There's nothing better, but no one ever uses it because normally
it's stuck underwater. You can't go to land where all the stuff is with them. So you make your like slow little infantry sacred guys and march them up, and everyone's like, ah, yes, this is the nation that just does like little stabby trident men on land. But if you go underwater, they just don't see it coming, and you just go and you delete everyone else underwater one by one, like a horror movie.
Yes. So you get mad at me, but like, you know, they were doing this thing. And I was like, nobody's gonna pick Pelagia. They're like, no, you know, whatever. So I asked Ramsey, I'm like, would you join as Pelagia so that you could show them all why the old ways are the old ways. And as he whatever, like one by one, like a slasher movie, as he describes it very evocatively, he just murdered everybody, you know, which Ramsey likes to do.
Yeah, I mean, it went pretty smoothly. I got a black eye now and then, but I couldn't really be stopped. You had to steal the win. Someone who was enterprising would have had to get more thrones than me before I was in a position to stop them, and I guess it was like theoretically possible to do. All the thrones are on land.
Actually, I did see a window at one point. If Baratos, because Baratos like made clouds of demons.
Yeah, they were pretty big.
But didn't do anything with them. If Baratos had like built like Sea King's goblets and stuff, and like taken all those Shadim, especially, which can throw lightning underwater, like they'd taken all that underwater. You know what I mean?
That would have stalled things out for a while.
But by
that time, I think I had Enchanted Forests up, and that's a whole other story.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is, he didn't think of it, and that's something I want to talk about. You know, which is so huge, nobody ever thinks of the thing.
People get paralyzed sometimes in the late game. Like they'll establish a perimeter, maybe like win an earlier war or two, then just kind of stop. It feels like you'll run into these people.
Absolutely. But, you know, but the thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, what this podcast might be, you know, at some point, you know, like I said, you're modding, which I think at a certain level, you know, is reflective of like the base game is, I'm not really, you know, it's not really doing it for me anymore on a certain level.
On a certain level. Yeah. Like
yeah.
Every now and then I'll go in and try something, but yeah, it's,
and you want more.
Yeah.
And I am running out of players that I find, interesting to outthink and outplay.
Mm-hmm.
So at a certain point, like, you know, I've been trying to stave off ennui by doing progressively weirder, more difficult shit. You know, like winning with Blood Band or Log.
You know. Vote.
Please, go ahead, please. I'm talking too much. Go ahead, say.
No, it's fine. It's Blood Band or Log. That victory goes, his victory, traces back to realizing that his troops can make a boat. And
that's true.
That's basically why he won. Because Dominion's like, you don't always really think about this. The sailing's kind of a niche mechanic, especially on a lot of maps. And if you're not a sailing nation, you won't even be in your head to do this. But I kind of realized you can just make a boat and just take the boat over and just take the thrones and win the game.
I'm laughing so hard. It's true. And, you know, and it was so I should clarify, because people don't know this about it necessarily. Yeah. You know, Ramsey and I, like, basically we played Dominions together. it didn't start this way. I used to ask a lot of people questions, but then people cycled out. And so Ramsey is the only person left who puts up with me. But Ramsey and I, like, you know, we're always like playing, looking
at this game. What do you think of this guy is doing?
Yeah. What do you think this guy's thinking about? You know, or, you know, what could I do here? You know what I mean? Like, you know, so Ramsey, I was doing Blood Band or Log, you know, and I was at a certain point and I was like, I don't know what to do. And he's like, why don't you start making boats? And I'm like, holy shit, I can fucking make boats.
Oh, motherfuckers. You can't run away from a boat. Try it.
So it took like 12 turns of like turnaround, because I had to empower somebody. Yeah. I had to do this and do that. But I made a bunch of boats and I won the game. You know,
Dominions is like playing Dominions for almost every nation is like piloting a battleship. There are a lot of moving parts and it turns slowly toward what you want to do. And some nations, like elf nations, pan nations, are much more agile, and that makes them incredibly dangerous. But even still, there's a lot of forethought that goes into the game. Like, you know, you want to prepare mages. You don't want to be scrambling to make boosters and like empower people to cast the important spell at the last minute, because that's a bad sign.
Yeah, you know, Dominion is very, what's it called? It's very front-loaded.
Yeah.
You know, like by the time you make your god and take your scales, like, you have maybe decided whether you've won or lost, actually.
I guess for a lot of nations that is true. I think I'm on a sliding scale because, again, this is, I think, part of the modding thing, because I've seen, like, other people's mods where becomes incredibly front-loaded in a way that, like, vanilla Dominions absolutely is not. So I think you can overcome a lot of bad things with good diplomacy, I guess.
But that's true. But anyways, so...
But you can also definitely just make yourself absolutely unplayable.
That's true.
But go on.
But I'm sorry, whatever. I keep driving. So, you know, Bloodbender... So I've been staving off on by playing Bloodbender Log and winning with Luck Hinnom. You know, which you know, people weren't impressed by, actually, because I don't think the newbies understand that Hinnom is bad.
Giants aren't good. I mean, they're like not that bad.
They got buffed, but they're still bad.
They're still giants. That's a problem. Just
mechanically,
when you're a giant, there's a lot more people. It's a lot easier for people to stab you in mass when they're little guys. And you can only stab one or two people a turn. It's just basic math.
Yeah, so, you know, so, anyways, I told Nuclear Monkey that I won with Luck Hinnom, and he's like, it's the dream, you've accomplished the dream, and I was like, yes, you know, validated by one person, but anyways.
Were you in the game when I won as Middle Age Relay, I want to say that was?
Oh, you won as MA Rogue, yeah?
I did.
I'm going to call it Rogue, yeah, and fuck you if you correct me. I'm talking to our audience, which I hate now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We've already alienated the entire audience of H.P. Lovecraft fans, which is probably actually a lot of Dominions people.
Racist.
Yes, well, it's part of his time. And also, yes. Yes.
Weird racist shut-ins.
What did they name the cat? Anyway, I won as that, but that was kind of someone had set really weird throne settings. So you only need like three or four thrones to win, and it was Kremen. So I was able to, like, you know.
Oh, it was a Kremeth game.
The lunges with my other vest. So it's.
Oh, you still there? You put out.
I'm still there. Like I said, it was a Kremeth game, but a win is a win. Dang it! Anyone else could have just seized the dang three throws.
Absolutely no, but anyways, you know. So Anhui is setting in variously for both of us, and we're fighting in different ways. Yep. But I'm looking forward, you know, to a time when you and I drift away from the community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not that you and I are, like, super great players. I mean, you are. You know,
I'm real good.
Okay, fair enough. You know, and, you know, I am. Hold on. I'm gonna channel your guys' Chinese. I am a poor scholar of little talent. Is that right?
That's, you nailed it.
Thank you. All right.
Though I've earned no merit playing Dominions 5.
It's true. You know, but so I'm looking forward to a time, you know, when, you know, we're not around and whatever. And, like, I don't know. I would like there to be some sort of record of, like,
some newbie will be pouring through ancient sound clouds in the gray wastes and be like, oh my.
Yeah.
And then they'll make a boat.
Yes. Or
it'll all been worth it.
They'll return from the desert with a tablet that reads Skellispam is good.
300 years in the nuclear laser wastes, people will be like, really? You just cast Horde of Skeletons and keep casting it? It'll be a revelation. Like MA Satis will be competitive again.
Yes, it'll be like you know, you'll return to your community that has, like, weird meta of, like,
you know, has, like, vestigial, like, Ibushido stuff, or...
Oh, yeah, only anyone only ever researches a moss body. You research moss body, and you put on an armor of virtue.
It's the moss body meta. Everyone has to have a moss body.
Yes, you know, otherwise, you know, it'll be like you've
invented... into plants in your life by that point.
Yeah, you know, it'll be like you've invented fire, you know. Now you're using you know, the Horde of Skeletons. And I don't know, you know, like, I don't know, basically.
We can just craft boosters? We could do that?
Yes, you know.
Casting regeneration before casting howl means I'm more less likely to blow up my head, because having regeneration status makes you less likely to eat an affliction?
Yes, exactly. So, you know, like.
That's an actual weedy shit.
We should, I don't know, so that's sort of what I'm thinking. I think that, like, you know, and maybe we can do other stuff or whatever, but, like, I think we just, like, should record some stuff so that you know,
people will know that we were cool. Well, I know, what do you mean?
Know that we were cool.
We definitely know we're not.
Will they know that we were cool, Ramsey? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, Turtle. They'll know we're real damn cool.
Oh my god! Yeah, I'm dying. I've got the profuse bleeding trait.
No, it's just, you know, vein venom, guys.
Yeah, the game is wrapping. You know, the battle's wrapping up, and I'm bleeding out very quickly because the turns are accelerated. Ramsey's holding my hand. I'm like, will they know that I was cool?
And I'm like, yeah, probably.
Great.
Wonderful. We did a podcast once.
Oh, wow, once. Jesus. God.
We have at least, well, I'm sure we can do more than one.
So, I don't know. I mean, yeah, we can wrap up this episode, maybe, you know. We've been talking a lot. And,
yeah.
But, you know, it's sort of a mission statement, and maybe you agree. You know, it's just like, you know, people have to ask a lot of questions.
It's true. It's the game's dense as heck. A lot of stuff is not clear.
Oh yeah, you know, like when
they
I when
just
I first,
added, like, you know, like the yellow text, how the spell actually works, things like a few months ago, crazy.
Yeah. Which is great, you know, but like, you know, people don't know what's good and this and that, you know, and I don't know, you know, it's not that we know what's good, but we've been playing a long time, and
I think we basically know what's good.
We're pretty good at winning, you know, like against people who are good at winning. So,
a lot of information to filter, so it's.
Go on.
Important to know what is and what can and cannot be ignored.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and of course, you know, the important thing to do is to distinguish between winning games and having fun, which are two different things.
Disagree. But
wow, interesting.
For some people.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah,
we could do maybe a next one on just how do you win the game.
Okay, yeah, sure. You know, we haven't even gotten into, like, you know, the very basic stuff, which is, like, how do you handicap a nation? Like, how do you, like, look at a nation, and you're like, okay, how you know, when, you know, whatever, and we haven't, and that has to do with stages of the game. So maybe we can, maybe next time we can start with stages of the game,
yeah,
or a little late, you know, whatever. You know,
stages of the game sounds like a good way to do it.
Okay, all right, well, so this, so thank you guys for joining us, I guess, on the Ruby Discourse.
Yes, the official Discord of the Dominions 5, and this is the official podcast of the official Discord of Dominions 5.
Oh, Jesus, all right, that's a lot of responsibility, but, you know, we're just gonna fumble around, we're gonna fuck around, we're gonna find out. Yes, we're gonna fuck around and we're gonna find out.
All right,
thank you guys, until next time.
See you around.
All right, take care. Bye.